Leg out.
We welcome you here to this Scarlet Hawk Broadcasting Network as tonight we are back here at Stewart Field on the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology as it's another edition of Women's Lacrosse as the Scarlet Hawks, who come into tonight with a record of 6 wins and 3 losses, welcome in the 2-4 Elmhurst College Blue Jays. Good evening, everybody. Coming to you from Stewart Field, Ryan Fahey, Paul Campos with you here on tonight's broadcast. And Paul, the Scarlet Hawks are coming off of a nice Saturday victory last weekend, and they look to carry some momentum and build on their good start to the 2016 season here tonight.
Yeah, to your point, Ryan, I mean, Scarlet Hawks, it was a dominating victory in last game. And, they just poured it on. And they scored 13 goals in the previous game. And, going for today's game, facing another opponent not as strong offensively as them. Like you mentioned, they've only played the Blue Jays. They've only played 6 games to this point. Scarlet Hawks have played 9. And, just a lot of offensive, you're going to see the story of the day is going to be offense for the Scarlet Hawks. They are missing one of their top gun for the
yes.
the day.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, as I was going to get into that in just a moment. As Alyssa DeLuca, who's got 33 goals on the season, totaling 36 points. He also has 3 assists on the season as well. She's played in all 9 games. She started all 9 games for the Scarlet Hawks, but is out tonight with an upper body injury that she suffered last weekend. And when you talk about it with offense here tonight, a key loss offensively for the Scarlet Hawks tonight.
Oh, yeah, big time. That's their leading goal scorer on the team. Plus, the conference, that's the leading goal scorer in the conference. So not only are you taking away one of your best players in the team, but potentially like I said, the conference. And but luckily for the Scarlet Hawks, they've been so well off, dominantly offensive this year. I mean, they've had some other key players contribute highly. You got Meredith and Fitzpatrick both having 38 goals total. So, though, that, I'm looking for those two to kind of pick up the slack for DeLuca. And as far as the Blue Jays are concerned, not as highly scored, not as highly offensive team as the Scarlet Hawks to this point. They only got 77 goals through their first 6 games to this point. So, I don't know. We'll have to see for sure.
Yeah, but one of the offensive weapons on the side of the Elmhurst Blue Jays that the Scarlet Hawks are going to need to keep an eye on defensively is in number 28, the midfielder in Phoebe Leroy, the 5'6 sophomore, who really has kind of led the team on the paper, at least for that matter. We'll get the eye test here later on as well, and all the offensive categories as well. She's kind of like the main go-to when it comes to the offense of the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Ryan, to your point. I mean, she is the offense. Basically, she's got 17 goals, 19 points on the year. The next closest person is Megan Kiez, right? With 6 goals and 9 points on the year. So 10-point difference between her and the second place or girl behind her on the team. So she's got to be on. She's gonna have to carry the load for the team, especially against a talented Scarlet Hawks team. And we'll see so far.
Now, you were here last week when they had the 14-5 victory over Wartburg last Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Now, you and I were also here last Wednesday in the lightning delayed in-suit contest where Illinois Wesleyan dominated the Scarlet Hawks and kind of really handed them one of their first big losses of the season. What did you see change from last week's game and into last Saturday's game where things really kind of turned the tide, so to speak, for the Scarlet Hawks?
Well, we mentioned earlier in that broadcast that was shortened a few times that we thought that the Scarlet Hawks were having momentum or holding strong with the Wartburg College at the time. And it was nice to see them the following game, see them play a complete game without any interruptions. And some things, they just, their speed. I think so far what I've noticed through the first few games I've watching this team, that the speed for the Scarlet Hawks is a strength. It's a strength for them, and they've done a very good job of getting fast break opportunities, quick transitions, going from defense to offense. And when they get in the offensive zone, just patience with the ball, fluid movement, get good passing, trying to get an open lane, and trying to set up one of their top 3 shooters.
So. Yeah, and you're starting goaltenders for tonight, Abby Reynolds for the Scarlet Hawks, and Grace Knoebel for the Elmhurst College Blue Jays here tonight on a windy, misty rain Stewart Field here tonight. The weather not as bad as it was last Wednesday, for that matter, or last Saturday in the Winter Wonderland.
That's right.
As it was last weekend. So, again, not the greatest of ideal conditions, but certainly we will take what we have here tonight compared to what we've had the last couple of broadcasts.
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan, to your point. I mean, that was some, you know, it's rough weather, that they played in last time. DeLuca did take a hard fall in that game, so maybe that contributed to her, you know, missing the, not being able to play today. So far, you got to say this about the Scarlet Hawk girls, that, you know what, they're tough. They can play, you know, they, like we said, we've three straight games now. We've had, you know, everything but sunshine and clear skies. So,
right. And we've always had the wind, though. Yeah, always with the wind.
Always with, yeah, exactly.
In the Windy City, you really can't go wrong in that department.
Exactly. So to see them play, you know, really, you know, well for the most part through the elements, I think that's a very good sign for this team.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups now. We'll start with the visitors, the Elmhurst College Blues, with Brittany Zabel on the attack, along with at midfield number 12, Megan Kiez, along with number 14, Christina Kotlinski. And number 22, Grace Knoble, is the starting goalkeeper tonight, as I just mentioned a moment ago, for the Blue Jays. Ellen Brown also starting number 24 at midfield. Jess Benavez at the attack at number 25 as well. And in just a moment, we'll get the national anthem, so I'll get the Scarlet Hawks in a moment. Phoebe Leroy, talked about her in the pregame. Midfielder starting number 28. Also on attack, number 29, Natalie Talca. Number 31 also on the attack is Teresa Bream. Number 33 at defense, Jamie Longer. And playing tonight also is number 35, John Lynn Alvarez, and number 36, Antoinette Stidham. And they are coached by Allison Brady. Assistant coaches Megan Brady, Madeline Sherrier, and Brittany Witkowitz.
Yeah, you mentioned Natalie Talca. She's starting tonight. She's the third best scorer on the Blue Jays for them tonight. So, you know, they're going to need her and Phoebe Leroy to really, if you're the Blue Jays, I would say just sustain pressure. You want to stay in your offensive zone, and you want to keep Scarlet Hawks from out of your zone, especially, like I said, what I just mentioned, they've been doing the past few games. So if you're, you know, Blue Jays, gotta try and spread the ball out.
Yeah, and we'll take a look at now for the Scarlet Hawks, the starting lineups on defense: Renna Arisbella Rubin, Cassina Renicki, Emily Woog, and Jennifer Young. At the midfield spots, Taylor Thompson, Sarah Mascherowski, Maddie Meredith, and that's your midfield for the Scarlet Hawks. And on tech, Izzy Fitzpatrick, along with number 13, Sarah Colby, and number 19, Heather Bennett. And as I mentioned, starting goalkeeper tonight in number 24 in Abby Reynolds. So they have finished the quick checkups with the sticks and the equipment for tonight's match. And the Scarlet Hawks will be in their home white jerseys with the black pants as they are trying to cover up for the colder weather we have here tonight. So they're in the white and black. And for the Blue Jays of Elmhurst College, they are in the all-navy blue with white trim and white numbers to correlate for their school. So in just a moment, we'll have the national anthem and the introductions. And we will now turn it over to public address announcer, Apa Wanagas.
Illinois Tech and the NCAA promote gun sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial, sexist, or other abusive comments and actions directed at the officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and may be grounds for removal from Stewart Field. Now, let's get our starting lineup. First for the Blue Jays, from Waterloo, Michigan, 00, Brittany Zabel. From Naperville, Illinois, number 12, Megan Cake Eyes. From Niles, Illinois, number 14, Christina Kotlinski. From Portland, Wisconsin, number 22, Grace Nabel. From LaGrange, Illinois, number 24, Ellen Brown. From Carroll Stream, Illinois, number 25, Jess Benavide. From Wakwanago, Wisconsin, number 28, Evie Leroy. From Chicago, Illinois, number 29, Natalie Tickla. From Chicago, Illinois, number 31, Teresa Green. From Warrenville, Illinois, number 33, Jamie Lolliger. From Elgin, Illinois, number 35, Jolyn Alvarez. And from Waukegan, Ohio, number 36, Annette Stidham. The Blue Jays are coached by Allison Brady, Megan Brady, Natalie Cherrier, and Brittany Witzkiski. Now, let's meet the lineups for your Scarlet Hawks. From Rochelle, Illinois, number 1, Rena Eras. From Concord, New Hampshire. Number 2, Bella Rubin. From Heartland, Wisconsin, number 5, Izzy Fitzpatrick. From Williamsburg, Virginia, number 7, Taylor Thompson. From Allen, Texas, number 9, Maddie Meredith. From Oak Ridge, North Carolina, number 13, Sarah Colby. From Mount Lake Terrace, Washington, number 17, Emily Wu. From Gilbert, Illinois, number 19, Heather Bennett. From Leawood, Kansas, number 22, Jennifer Young. In goal, from Green, Illinois, number 24, Abby Reynolds. And your captain for today's match, from Chesterfield, Missouri, number 8, Sarah Matrowski. And from Waukegan, Illinois, number 16, Cassandra Reinecke. The Scarlet Hawks are coached by Kirk Reinecke, Valencia Carrero, and Eddie Beekmeyer. Will all fans now please rise and remove your hats as we honor America for the playing of our national anthem.
We are here with you on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network here on a misty rain and a chilly night here at Stewart Field at the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology on the south side of the great city of Chicago, Illinois. Ryan Fahey, Paul Campos with you here on tonight's broadcast as the Scarlet Hawks look to try to improve on their 2016 campaign and go to 7-3 potentially on the young season.
Absolutely, Ryan. You know, the player that I'm looking out for today is Isabella Rubin. We heard her in the starting lineups there. She's a defensive. She was defensive player of the conference a couple of weeks ago, and she can score. She's got offensive bite to her. She's got 12 goals on the year, 14 points overall. So I'm looking for her to kind of take that step up, kind of help the other two Scarlet Hawks, to say the other two go-getters for the team. Make up that loss scoring from missing your best player.
And we have the draw now about to happen at midfielder to be Ellen Brown for the Blue Jays and Cassandra Reinecke for the Scarlet Hawks. For the first half, two 30-minute halves, clock will stop on scoring plays any other official whistles that need to have the clock be stopped. Scarlet Hawks going right to left, Blue Jays going left to right, and we are underway as the draw is won there by the Blue Jays as the ground ball will be picked up by the Scarlet Hawks and will enter it into the Elmhurst zone. They come with it up now to the far side and look to slow things down and get something set up. He's walking up with that one there around out of the far corner. As it looks like, again, we talked about this a lot over our last few broadcasts, that this team is really about possession, just trying to, you know, you'll see the shot efficiency is at around 47%. That's because they take the right opportunities.
Oh, yeah, to your point, Ryan, sustained pressure in the offensive zone. That's, you know, we're seeing that early on.
And we have a whistle, and it looks like an Elmhurst Blue Jay is down at around the 12-foot line. The clock will stop. 29-14 left to go here. As shaken up on that one was Brownish. It looked like she made contact right at the 12-foot area. But it looks like she's going to be okay. She got up on her own power, which is obviously the best thing you want to see. So the clock will resume after the next whistle. I believe there was not a foul called, I believe the play had just stopped due to the injured player, but it looks like they will give possession of the Blue Jays. So they'll, indeed, is going to be a foul against the Scarlet Hawks, and the Blue Jays currently have possession back, and now they'll take it out of their own zone as we still have the first half just getting underway. Coming up with this one with speed now to the near side is Phoebe Leroy. Leroy now will bring it into the Scarlet Hawks zone. They go around with it now, that being the Blue Jays to the far side. Blue Jays 2-4 coming into tonight. They've only had six matches, while the Scarlet Hawks 6-3 have had nine matches so far on the 2016 campaign. At the top with the now are the Blue Jays. They look to set something up here offensively in their first offensive possession of the night. Now it's back to Ellen Brown in a game of catch back towards Leroy at the far side. She wanted to go inside with it, but it'll go to her left with it, and we get a whistle and a foul against the Blue Jays.
So you're starting to see a kind of a continuation from what they've done the last couple of games. It's been a strong, like a zone defense where they're just kind of trying to keep the offensive attackers on the outside. And trying to force a turnover or a ground ball battle.
And here comes Mazurowski with it up towards midfield now, and she looks to bring it in and trying to get that one up with that one there on the attempt was Colby, but couldn't get the pass cleanly. She does try to pick up this ground ball, though, to the near side, and she does. She'll look to wing this one out to the near side and settle things down and gather some space. She thought about centering that one for a second, but she'll work it behind the net instead. Colby behind the net. We just got underway here at Stewart Field, still no score. Colby's still back with it behind the net. Looks to try to go near side with it, but then switches that one off as that goes to Mazurowski. Mazurowski now to the far side of it behind the net. And now back to Colby as that pass almost kind of sky-mowed her, but she'll scoop up the lost damage. Now to Fitzpatrick to the near side. Looks to try to center this one in. She does! And turning around with a spin opportunity there and trying to get a shot off, but having to feed that one back away was Maddie Meredith. And the ground ball picked up there at the back of the zone by the Scarlet Hawks. Heather Bennett with it. Bennett now inside to Meredith again. She fires one in and tries to get the one-hopper, but it goes back towards Colby behind the net. It's the first shot opportunity there for the Scarlet Hawks here tonight, even though that one did not get on net. Patrick now back with it to the near side, 27-10 to go in this first half.
If you're the Blue Jays, you cannot let the Scarlet Hawks have this much offensive zone time.
Oh, and a shot there by Colby as Rubin kind of lobbed that one in. And trying to finish the alley-oop, so to speak, there was Colby right in front on the crease. Looks like it was deflected off of the goalkeeper in Knoble. So the possession will stay with the Scarlet Hawks. And they look to center that one again, and this ground ball picked up by Rubin towards the 12-foot area. Now back to the near side and Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick now looks to give this one back off to Mazurowski, who goes behind the net with it. Now they work it around to the far side. And rotate this one in a clockwise motion with it. They look to go inside with it again, but it was scooped away and deflected by a Blue Jay. But getting that one right back there and taking it away and gaining some space was Thompson. Now back around with it once again. That's Mazurowski, the captain for the Scarlet Hawks. To the near side, and Fitzpatrick once again. Taking their time with this one on the Scarlet Hawks as Rubin has the defender back towards the top. Now to the far side, working with this one will be Meredith. Again, we see the Scarlet Hawks don't rush any opportunities. They look to center that one in, and they try to deflect it in towards the net, but they do not, and that one was scooped up there by Knable, and we get a whistle, and it was a foul on the Scarlet Hawks as there was a lot of traffic in front of the net.
Yeah, not a good first few minutes for the Blue Jays. Too much zone time for the Scarlet Hawks in there. For a team that's this offensively strong, you cannot let them hang out in your zone for that long.
Now the Blue Jays have it coming away and slapping that one there was Meredith. And the ground ball for this one still on it. And the battle for it there as the Blue Jays try to get position with it. And they do have it to the near side. And picking that one up there was number 14 and Christina Kudlinski. And now the Blue Jays will bring it up into the Scarlet Hawks zone. They try to come up with numbers. Switching up with this one is K-Eyes and a whistle there as she was trying to bring it in past the 12-foot circle. And it's going to be a foul on the Scarlet Hawks, so the penalty lane given for K-Eyes. Once again, she has it at the top, looks to go with this, switches to her left hand, and doesn't fake a shot off on that one as she's blocked off there. Well defended there by Cassandra Renicki, the defenseman for the Scarlet Hawks. Back to the top to the near side now for the Blue Jays as they still keep possession with it. Trying to go inside with that one there was number 24 in Ellen Brown to the near side, but it was a push off there against the Scarlet Hawks, so they'll reset.
Something I'll look, I should look out for if you're a fan of the Scarlet Hawks is that their quick transition game. As soon as they get the, as soon as they get repossession of the ball, you know, look for the stretch passes or you know, quick outs out of their zone.
Yeah, and just to interrupt you there, I believe there was it was passed in on net, so it's going to be no goal, as a whistle had gone before the shot had been taken off there by Phoebe Leroy, so the goal not count. But it was a foul on the Scarlet Hawks, so the penalty lane given once again for Leroy right at the 8-foot line. Leroy now right in front of her is just Abby Reynolds, so she has the chance to get a shutoff here. Fires one in, and she scores. So Phoebe Leroy, we talked about her being the offensive juggernaut for the Elmhurst Blue Jays, and they strike first, and it's 1-0 Elmhurst College.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunate break for the Scarhawks there. I mean, it wasn't really a turnover or a mistake. I mean, you got a penalty. I mean, the mistake was penalizing the best offensive player for the Blue Jays. And, yeah, that's her 21st goal on the – or excuse me, that is her 18th goal. Excuse me, Phoebe.
I think soon enough, though, she will get to 21
in
the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, 18th.
Nevertheless.
Yeah. 18th goal in the year so far for the Blue Jays through six games. Or is it through seven now? So, yeah, unfortunate break for the Scarhawks, you know, to give a penalty shot to the best player for the Blue Jays.
So, well, the draw now at midfield as the Blue Jays strike first, 24-33 to go here in this first half. The draw there and that one on the ground ball attempt is going to be picked up by the Blue Jays for a second. Excuse me, and whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays, so the Scarlet Hawks will get possession.
Last time the Scarlet Hawks had possession, they were in the offensive zone for quite a long time. But if you're in the zone for that much, you gotta score. At least could do some really good scoring chances.
Well, coming up quickly with that one, there was Fitzpatrick as Colby has to back out there. She did not have the numbers, and she circles back around out of the far side. Looks to spin her way in at the 12-foot line, but can't. Instead, gives that off to Meredith, who gets cross-checked, I believe. And Meredith is down. And you see some of the Scarlet Hawks rush to her aid. Meredith looked like she took a cross-check right into the throat area, but she gets up on her own power and is okay. And that was the initial glance from our vantage point, mind you, that I mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, sigh of relief for Scarlet Hawks. I mean, you're already missing one of your top players in DeLuca today. To see Meredith go down, I mean, it's nice to see her split, you know, jump up.
Coach Kirk Lamity not pleased with that. There was not more on that call there for a cross-check, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, you just saw the Blue Jays get awarded a penalty shot on the other end for, you know, and then for a less offense, and now on the other end, one of your star players goes down, and there's no call. I can see why the coach is upset.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting that the call went against the Scarlet Hawks, mind you, as well, as coming up to slap that one from behind there, and coming away with numbers on this one of the Scarlet Hawks, potentially, as coming away from behind on that one was Renicky, and she'll circle this one back out towards the top. So, yeah, it's kind of a insult to injury, so to speak. And, I don't mean to use a pun there, but, you know, you get away with the injury potentially with Meredith, and she got up okay. And then I guess the insult, so to speak, is that the call didn't go your way.
Yeah, exactly, especially when you just saw the opposing team get awarded a penalty shot in the other end.
As Ruben had it at the top, and now the Scarlet Hawks work it around now behind the cage. For just a second, they look to center that one in there, but the pass missed the hands there of Mascherowski. But scooping up that ground ball there was Ruben at the near side, and over to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick with a lot of space in front of her, tries to walk it in, centers this one, and trying to speed in with this one is Meredith, fakes a couple shots, and she can't get a shot off, though. And a whistle goes, and I believe it's going to be a foul on the Blue Jays, so the penalty lane given to Maddie Meredith. And she is also the only one of the few players braving the weather tonight as well. See a lot more winter gear on the players. Meredith shots one in there, and that one dribbler goes to the left of her and behind the net and out of play. There's a nice stop there and deflecting that one away there was Grace Knable.
Curious to see if the Scarhawks keep doing what they've been doing so far and the last couple of games, this behind the net, you know, basically running their offense but from behind the net, trying to get the defense, or excuse me, the other players on the other team to move around and look for that open open attacker in the zone.
And a great play there by Jennifer Young just a moment ago, kind of getting that ground ball and scooping it back into the zone so that way it doesn't go out of the zone. And the pass trying to center that one in there with the Scarlet Hawks, because that one was airmail, but getting this one to come right back with it is Majerowski. 22:09 and counting to go here in this first half. Still 1-0 Elmhurst College. Majerowski now will work it behind the net and give it to the near side and Colby. Sarah Colby looks to center this one again. And the pass, and it almost actually deflected off of the goalkeeper and Knable, and it actually almost went in.
Close
play there.
Yeah, unfortunate break for the Skyhawks. I mean, hopefully we don't see a trend starting to happen early in this game so far, Ryan. I mean, you're already starting to see a few things not go the way of the home team. Let's hope it kind of balances out, so to say.
And almost a turnover there as coming in with speed. There was Bella Rubin. She picks it up. And the Scarlet Hawks try to be back in business once again. They try to tap that one in once again over the net as that was deflected away there by Knable. But the Scarlet Hawks settle down once again. Rubin inside again, centers it in. And a stop there and a save there by Knable once again. That one deflects away to the near side, and coming away with that one there was Fitzpatrick. So we're seeing some spark here from the Scarlet Hawks offense. Just nothing going in behind the net yet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is now, what, the third or fourth, the second chance opportunity they have once they have a shot on goal. These are great opportunities. They got to take advantage of them.
Now Ruben has it back towards the top now with 20:50 to go here in this first half. They have to slot it inside again, and a shot there, and the ball's just hanging right there. And it was a save there. Nicely done. Grace Knable, who got the stick on it for a second, but then she didn't know what happened to it after that. And her alert teammates right there to help her with it. And the Blue Jays survived that one.
Just the goalie so far is on top of it for the Blue Jays to this point. And, I mean, we talked about Ryan. I mean, so far Scarlet Hawks have looked really good. I mean, they've had sustained offensive pressure. They've had multiple shots on goal. Just so far, nothing's gone in.
And that ground ball picked up there and a hit there on Majerowski, as she was hit by the contact of Natalie Talca. Foul given against Natalie, so it'll be Scarlet Hawks possession, and they'll have it back with 19:58 and counting to go here in the first half.
I mean, they've only played six games to this point, but let's keep an eye on the Blue Jays goaltender, Knable. I mean, she's 4-2 on the season.
And a shot in there and another save by Grace Knable once again.
Yeah, 4-2 on the season with the 8.5 save percentage. She's done really well.
Pass inside again, and it's goal! That
Until
one got
that
through,
one.
And Sarah Colby strikes first, and we're tied at one.
So we were just talking about, Ryan, sustained offensive pressure for Scarlet Hawks. That's all they have to keep doing. Keep it up. Keep, you know, they had a couple of turnovers at the neutral zone, and just kept the pressure on, cycling the players out, getting movement out there, multiple shots on goal. Really nice last few minutes for the Scarlet Hawks.
So we are tied at one now as the Scarlet Hawks have answered. We'll have the draw back in midfield. And talking to Coach Lamedy before tonight's game, he wanted this to be another dominant victory like they had last Saturday that you were a part of the broadcast for, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see why he would want that. Like you said, the Blue Jays, only six games to this point in the season. They're not offensively as strong as the Skyhawks. Like I said, they only got one player in double-digit goals. So, I mean, and if you're a Skyhawks, you got two or three players that are starting in tonight's game. So, we'll see how the action goes so far.
So off the draw there, the ground ball going to be picked up just for a second there by the Scarlet Hawks, but they lost it for just a moment. Scramble for it there, and coming away with that one was Renicky. Renicky now at midfield and looks to bring it back into the Elmhurst zone once again, and she does. Renicky now speeds up to the far side with it, and she'll circle this one now behind the net. She had nowhere to go with it and looks to settle this one down. To the near side, it's Fitzpatrick once again. 18:03 and counting to go here in this first half. We are tied at one between the Elmhurst College Blue Jays and the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Ryan Fay, Paul Campbell is with you here, coming to you from Stewart Field on the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology on the south side of Chicago, Illinois. And now with it down to the far corner is Maddie Meredith. And now they switched to the near side and Fitzpatrick.
Curious defensive strategy for the Blue Jays. I mean, it's like I said, I'd be very more active and aggressive, challenging the attackers for the Scarlet Hawks.
Behind the net with this one now is Colby. Colby looks to slot that one into Rubin, but you could not corral the pass in, and the Blue Jays come away with it. Blue Jays having trouble getting out of their own zone for just a minute, and they eventually now bring it up towards midfield, and they do to the near side. And trying to run with that one with potentially numbers, but not getting the pass clean there was Kotlinski. And coming away with it is Bella Rubin, former conference player of the week, four defenseman in the conference. As Colby comes up with it now, switches to her left, and it has it just poked away at the last second. As that was a good poke there on the last second, and a slot pass in. They look to go back out towards Bennett, and Rubin was right there, but her back was towards the net, so that might have taken away that shot opportunity.
Seeing suffocating defense from the Scarlet Hawks early on in this game. Yeah, they gave up the one goal, but that was on a penalty shot. I mean, you've seen a lot of them win a lot of fights for ground balls and turning over in the neutral zone.
With it behind the net now are the Scarlet Hawks. Once again, it looks to slot that one into Rubin, who was trying to come in from the back area. As this ground ball picked up for a moment, and the Scarlet Hawks settle it down once again, that being in Taylor Thompson. Inside to Rubin, who couldn't handle it in. It was only her and the goalie to beat, but that one will be scooped out there by the goalkeeper for the Blue Jays in Grace Knabel. So Knabel waits for traffic to clear, and she settles it down. As again, you talked about smothering defense. You're kind of just seeing it right there where, you know, you're not seeing the Scarlet Hawks give up in the Elmhurst zone.
No, yeah, to your point, Ryan, I mean, and actually, it's interesting. We saw this in the last game. The other team, the other previous team, I think it was the Warburg, they were struggling to get out of their own zone. And as soon as they got possession of the ball, you saw the Scarlet Hawk players, all of them pretty much hustle back to defense. So, that's very good. And you're seeing the goalie try to, you know, dominate from or pass from his own zone or her own zone, excuse me.
As down to the far side with it is Meredith, who looks to center that one to Colby, but couldn't get a hot handle on it. And that one, I think, actually kind of went behind the goal crease for just a moment, but the Blue Jays are able to settle it down. 15-13 to go here in this first half. We are still tied at one between the Blue Jays and the Scarlet Hawks. Enable the goalkeeper had that for a little while just to let traffic clear once again. And again, the pressure up there by the Scarlet Hawks, not letting them get away with it easily. And throwing up that one there was Knabel, and not getting a clean pass there. Mazurowski picked it up, but a foul is going to go, I believe, against the Scarlet Hawks, and it does.
Yeah, you're seeing any girl for the Blue Jays who's got the ball running. I mean, you got at least one or two Scarlet Hawks players challenging her, rushing them, trying to force them to make an errant throw or a bad pass.
Another whistle there as the stick kind of came in, I believe, on the shoulder of number 33 and Jamie Lawinger. So they'll reset to the near side with it now is Kotlinski. Kotlinski looks to spin around but lost it for a second, and I believe they're calling that one on Fitzpatrick. So she'll get called for the foul there, and the Blue Jays will reset once again.
Talked about earlier in the broadcast about the speed of the Scarlet Hawks. I really think that's what's aided in their smothering defense to this point. I mean, they're just really, you know, whoever's got the ball for the Blue Jays, they're just attacking.
Oh, and Bennett there had an opportunity on a breakaway at midfield, but she could not handle it cleanly. You got to wonder if the wet turf maybe has something to do with it on occasion for these ground ball scenarios.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you kind of saw it in the last game where it's like you'll see the ball hit the ground, you'll see a splash, it maybe kicks this way. Can definitely turn the advantage in one team or the other.
Speaking of trying to turn the advantage here is Meredith pass inside towards Colby with the pass not cleanly inside as Colby manages to keep it in without having to go out of bounds. Once again, a big opportunity there for the Scarlet Hawks. But again, we talked about the team usually having very good passing within the opponent's zone. I would say it's not the best performance for right now.
Yeah, it seems like they're being a little bit too aggressive, like you said, and they you know, once they've carried it into the zone, they've done a nice job of just taking their time. But last few times they've gotten the possession, they've been really aggressive and just trying to shoot on whatever, basically just shooting whenever they can, you know, get on net.
So now the Blue Jays have it in the Scarlet Hawks zone for the first time in, well, it's been a while.
Yeah.
As they now have it behind the cage. With it there is number 24 in Ellen Brown, as they look to center that pass inside with it. And a shot on goal there, and it's picked up by Abby Reynolds. As that one kind of dribbled in towards her area, and she just scooped that one up and settles it down and lets everyone clear out. And Reynolds kind of telling everyone, she's kind of telling her team, go deep.
Yeah,
it's not a football Hail Mary, but it's almost to it. As that pass to Colby, not picked up cleanly, and coming in are the Blue Jays with numbers. They might have a 4-on-3 here. Up with this one now to the near side is Kiaz. Kiaz now will have that one dumped off to the far side in Ellen Brown. And that one almost intercepted by Colby, but couldn't get a hot handle on it. And coming up with this one of the Scarlet Hawks as they pick up the ground ball, it's Jen Young. As that one squibs up towards midfield, and coming up with this one and getting this cleanly is Maddie Meredith. Meredith now in a 3-on-2 scenario here. Meredith spins around one defender and a shot there, and she is taken down once again. And she's a little slow to get up on this one, and the rest blow the whistle. Clock stops, 12:32, and that's the second time we've seen Maddie Meredith slow to get up after a play.
She took a nice little tumble there. I mean, you can tell she really wanted to try and score that goal. I mean, just tripped up over. I couldn't tell if she tripped over her feet or maybe a slippage, what we were talking about with the weather, Ryan. So, but good to see her, you know, kind of get up again, and another sigh of relief for the Scarlet Hawks.
So now Fitzpatrick will get it in off that stoppage of play, and a whistle goes once again. And it's going to be a foul against the Blue Jays, as it is indeed, as the penalty lane given, and it's Heather Bennett with it now to the near 8-foot line. Bennett comes in, fires one in there, and trying to go to the far post with that one was Bennett, but it's sticked away by Knable. As that one went behind the red line and out of play, so the Scarlet Hawks keep possessions. That pass out of the outstretched stick there of Maddie Meredith, but she'll settle it down once again. And she looks to set this one up once again as the Scarlet Hawks now go to the near side with it in Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick now back towards the top and Rubin. Back towards Meredith now to the far side. A little catch towards the top line there. As Meredith now switches hands, looks to go to her left with it, but backs out towards Rubin once again. Rubin now trying to slot that one into Fitzpatrick there! And a save once again by Grace Knable. Grace Knable really standing tall here at keeping this at a 1-1 deficit and trying to go inside with that one. Colby might have an opportunity, and she scores! Coming out to play that and being aggressive with it was Knable, but on the loose ball there, picking up the loose change was Colby. It's her second goal of the night, and the Scarlet Hawks take the lead at 2-1 with 11:27 to go here in half number one.
Yeah, speaking of that goal you just mentioned, Ryan, that second, that's 14 on the year so far. We talked about all the offensive scores for the Scarlet Hawks. They have many, it seems like, or they have they're lucky to have a lot. So, and she's one of them, and like I said, 14 goals. Stands in the shadow of like someone like DeLuca, but I mean, still, that's a reputable number, and it would be good for second place on the Blue Jays right now at this point. So good for her, and good for the Scarlet Hawks go up 2-1.
So we'll have the drawback at midfield now with 11:27 to go as the Scarlet Hawks have a 2-1 lead in this first half. Off that draw there, it is 1 by the Scarlet Hawks, and selling this one down is Renicky. Renicky now to the near side with it, and she'll bring it into the Elmhurst zone. She's got a lot of space to work with, and she brings it in. Renicky will back that one off now to the far side, and they look to now work it behind the net through the Scarlet Hawks. Again, you start to see them look for a lot of centering passes as one goes right there to Bennett, but she backs out as she didn't like what was in front of her. And now coming in with this one is Meredith, but a foul on the play occurs, and it'll go back to, it's going to be a penalty lane given for Maddie Meredith. She took a stick in, Meredith fires one in, and a dribbler picked off, and looks like it got off the left leg there of Knable. Such a bang-bang play, really couldn't see what happened there as the Blue Jays pick it up, and now they try to come up with a little speed quickly with this one.
Yeah, to your point, I think it bounced, like it was like a quick ricochet off her feet, and kind of been the story what the Scarlet Hawks have tried to do at some point. Not really trying to beat her, just kind of trying to do that bounce shot, I guess you want to say, in.
And off of that foul from the Scarlet Hawks, the Blue Jays now bring it back in, and coming in with almost a big slash there was Renicky. No call given there. As the Blue Jays kept possession, they stay in the Scarlet Hawks zone. Within out of the far side of the Blue Jays once again, and they settle this one down now and look to set something up. With the top of it now is K.I.'s. She has it back once again after the catch there from Ellen Brown. At the top with it now, towards the 12-foot line are the Blue Jays. They try to get it inside. They can't. Now they do, and a whistle goes. And it's going to be a foul once again on the Scarlet Hawks. So the penalty lane given for Megan K.I.'s. She has it almost towards the far side. And we'll see what Abby Reynolds does here, the goalkeeper for the Scarlet Hawks. We wait for the whistle, and here we go. Fires a shot in, and Reynolds doesn't know where it is, but she picks it up as it landed right in front of her, and a good save by Reynolds. Nicely done there by Abby, and she now looks to bring it up with this. She really didn't have anywhere to go. And there's going to be a foul on the Blue Jays once again. And now throwing that one up past her own zone there was Reynolds. As now Rubin will come up with it. A nice catch there by Rubin, kind of off balance as she spun this one into the Elmhurst zone. And they look to go inside, and just a pass that went out of the reach there of number 7, Taylor Thompson. As that one went out of play, but the Scarlet Hawks will keep possession. Under 10 minutes to go here in this first half. Zap has deflected for just a moment, but there were no Scarlet Hawks around to try to pick up that one.
If you're the Blue Jays, you gotta have sustained pressure in the Scarlet Hawks zone. You cannot allow a team as great, as good as they are offensively to hang out in your own zone that much, you know, that long. I mean, right now they're missing opportunities, and they're missing goals. But I mean, sooner or later, a team this offensive talented as the Scarlet Hawks will put one of those balls in the net. So Blue Jays, you gotta change it up a bit.
And have an issue scooping that one up there was Teresa Breen. But nonetheless, Blue Jays still keep possession with it. Now to the near side with it now are the Blue Jays. As that one there on the ground ball is going to be picked up by the Scarlet Hawks. Under 8 minutes to go in the first half, and that pass just too high and out of the reach there of Colby. And it'll go right back into the Blue Jays defense. Seeing the game kind of open up a little bit here in the later stages of this first half.
Yeah, absolutely. You're starting to see a lot more aggressiveness from the Scarlet Hawks. You're seeing Reynolds.
Her like, and yeah. The Blue Jays, mind you, for that.
Yeah, come out with the ball in front of their net and just, you know, try to look for someone, you know, running down the field. Curious to see. Maybe we see some more goals before the half is up.
Now around with it now. Working towards behind the net with this one of the Scarlet Hawks. As this one now will go to Colby. To the near side, and Fitzpatrick now back towards the top with it. And it'll go to Rubin. 7 minutes to go here in this first half. 2-1 Scarlet Hawks with the lead. Now it's Maddie Meredith. Meredith looks to go to her right, but backs it out towards the top and Rubin. Bella Rubin now towards her left and trying to get that one inside to Fitzpatrick. Could not. And the ground ball is picked up by the Blue Jays. And then pokes away at the last second as it went behind towards the back fence. And it's going to remain Scarlet Hawk possession. It was last touched by Elmhurst. And now Colby now looks to center that one inside, but a stick there from the goalkeeper in Knabel stops that one. Centering that one again and picking that one up for another save there was Knabel. She's been getting quite the...
She's getting a lot of work today so far. And she stood tall. I mean, only getting up to 2 goals to this point. She is 4-2 on the year. So, I mean, she is the Blue Jays do got their best netminder in there. So, curious to see, you know, if she can withstand the onslaught to this point.
Now here come the Blue Jays with it to the near side. It's Christina Kutlinski. being guarded there by Rubin. And she feels the pressure there from the Scarlet Hawks defense, that being Kotlinski. And back towards the top with the now the Blue Jays. Near side once again with towards the top of the zone are the Blue Jays. They don't really have anybody inside on that on this offensive possession here. As you're kind of seeing as coming in with this one off that penalty lane opportunity with the Blue Jays. And now they try to go inside with this one, and they score. Megan K.I.'s with the goal, and we are tied at two.
Second leading goal scorer for the Blue Jays gets on the board. That's her 7th goal of the year. And we mentioned it before earlier in the broadcast, right, about not as many offensive strengths, not many very girls on the Blue Jays that have great offensive numbers. I mean, besides Phoebe Leroy, I mean, just right now, I saw Blue Jays' second best scorer get a goal there. But, I mean, she's only got, 10 points on the year compared to, to Phoebe Leroy. But, I mean, right now, not a good sign for the Scarlet Hawks. I mean, you're a team that you probably should be, you are dominating in every other category but the goals on the board.
As we are tied at two here with just about 5 minutes to go. Here in this second half, we are tied at two here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Ryan Faye, Paul Campbell's with you here at Stewart Field. And if you're new to our broadcast here, and one of the unique things about Stewart Field, I've mentioned this before, but as I mentioned, if you're new to our broadcast, one of the cool things here about Stewart Field and the press box that we're in right now is that we're facing the east direction right now of the field. If you look south, you see the new lights and the video board of U.S. Cellular Field, the home of the Chicago White Sox. And then if you turn your head 360 and look to the north, not right now because of the weather, but you see the skyline of downtown Chicago, one of the unique, places to be, one of the unique venues to kind of see landmarks like that, so to speak.
Definitely a good spot to be in location-wise and scenic-wise, to your point, right? Yeah, to the point, fans come down here and catch a Scarlet Hawk lacrosse game. Nice field, and to your point, it's easy access, and can't beat the view. It's, like you said, it's like you can watch the Scarlet Hawks game, and then from there you can go.
You might
be able to catch a baseball game.
I mean, we got more games coming up here, obviously through the month of April, and there could be games. I mean, because the White Sox have their home opener Friday night.
Yeah.
There could be times where we hear some baseball going about a couple blocks down the road.
Maybe some fireworks potentially. Okay.
Well, then we'll know somebody homered.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's nice to see we're that close, and like I said, beautiful view. No place other in the city of Chicago. And
views of it from one area.
Where you can do kind of do a quick panoram view and basically see all the, not just a beautiful skyline, but like you said, some of the other, great buildings in our city. So, hopefully it can inspire the Scarlet Hawks to, possibly score some goals because, it's been tough for them to this point. Statistically, I think they've dominated the Blue Jays, Elmer's Blue Jays, to this point. And just, Blue Jays, their opportunities have come few and far between, but they've made them count.
So it was a Scarlet Hawk timeout for the last couple of minutes called by Kirk Lamity. We're tied at two here as we're winding down and towards the final minutes of half number one. We have the draw at midfield. And then we got a whistle immediately off that, and it looks like it's going to be a misplay there against the Scarlet Hawks. It looked like a false start, I believe, so they will give the possession to the Blue Jays. Now it's Ellen Brown with it, who took that draw there just a moment ago for the Blue Jays. She brings it in the Scarlet Hawk zone. Approaching the five-minute mark to go here in this first half, we are tied at two between the Blue Jays and the Scarlet Hawks, right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Ryan Faye, Paul Campos with you on tonight's broadcast at Stewart Field. He's now trying to spin her way on that one was K.I.'s, and a whistle there. And I believe we have a check against the Scarlet Hawks. So the penalty lane given. And with this opportunity now is Phoebe Leroy. She's already got one goal tonight. She's got half of the Blue Jays offense on the goal side of it. And she goes to pass that one off to the far side, trying to catch the Scott Hawks off guard, but that does not work in her favor.
Maybe not the wisest of choice if you're Phoebe Leroy. I mean, you're the best scorer for your team. You know,
and
your job is to try and score. So
and a foul there against Ellen Brown, who kind of gave an elbow in there on number 22 and Jennifer Young. So the Scarlet Hawks will gain possession back and bring it back towards midfield. As Colby will get the pass, lost it for just a moment, but corrals it back in. Colby now runs it up to the far side with some speed. Colby around out of the, wanted to center that one, but she backs out towards the far side and looks to set something up. So you have 4:13 to go here in this first half. I'll put that at the top is Maddie Meredith. Meredith taking her time with this one, and this is what the Scarlet Hawks are known for. They're just, you know, they necessarily don't let the clock get to them, and they just, you know, set up the, you know, possessions that are going to be the correct ones and try to get the best opportunities for the offense to spark and try to get goals in behind the net.
Absolutely, Ryan. You know, I see this, they've been doing this for pretty much most of the season now, this behind the net offense that they like to run. It's sustained pressure, and it's worked out for them so far.
Meredith thought about firing one in there from about the 12-foot line, but gives it back towards Ruben. Ruben out of the near side trying to go inside of Fitzpatrick, but could not. And the Blue Jays defense comes away to scoop it up. And Ruben came in at the last second, but we have a whistle and a foul on the field. And it's going to go against the Blue Jays. But no, it is going to be against the Scarlet Hawks. Do apologize. It's Blue Jays possession. It even seemed like the players were confused for just a moment. And almost a turnover there as Ruben a little slow to get up after that one. She's been dealing with an upper body injury that we saw that she had effect of last Wednesday, but is obviously able to play today as that ground ball is won there by the Scarlet Hawks. It's Ruben now with it to the far side. Under 3 minutes to go here in this first half. We are tied at two. Now the Scarlet Hawks working around on the far side, and with it is Mascherowski, and gives it back to Colby, who's behind the net with it. Colby now going back towards the far side with it, trying to look for somebody inside but can't, and backs this one out towards Maddie Meredith to the far wing. Now back with it, Ruben at the top. Ruben back to Meredith, far side once again. 2:29 to go here in this first half. Centering pass inside Fitzpatrick there! And that stop there is looked like it was deflected away off Knable, the goalkeeper for the Blue Jays.
She's been busy tonight in net for the Blue Jays, Ryan. So, I mean, for the Scarlet Hawks, you probably want to, you know, try and pour it on, get it, you know.
And look at this. Inside is Ruben, and a stop there and a point-blank save by Knable.
I was just going to say, the more saves she gets and the more times she stops the goal from having, that's just more confidence that she's going to get. And it's going to make it difficult as the game goes on.
So what a, probably one of the best stops and saves we've seen here tonight. As Ruben was right in on that one, right in front to Knable. But again, she just stopped it point blank, and it was a nice stop. As this one now with the Scarlet Hawks. And we get a whistle from behind. And it looks like it's going to be a, looks like it's a foul against the Blue Jays as Meredith has possession with it towards a 12-foot circle. 1:29 to go here in this first half. We are tied at two. Meredith now gives it to the near side and Bennett. And a whistle goes once again. And once again, now a penalty lane given as that foul's against the Blue Jays. It's Bennett with it now. Heather Bennett, the 5'10 attacker, and tries to do a one-hopper in, but that one deflects off to the right of the goalkeeper in Knable and out of play. 1:20 to go here in this first half. It's Colby out of the near side with it. And Colby now works to go inside to center it. Is that pass not in there cleanly, but the Scarlet Hawks do keep it back towards the top of the zone. As now with it is Maddie Meredith, now working to the far side on this one is Thompson. Thompson now back to Mascherowski to the far corner.
looks to center this one, and coming in was Meredith. She gets taken down. I didn't hear a whistle, and now we do. And it looks like it's going to be a foul against Sarah Colby. This is the second time we've seen Meredith get taken down and no whistle has blown.
Yeah, I mean, give it one thing. I mean, she's very active out there. I mean, she's trying hard. But, I mean, to this point, yeah, you got to wonder, I mean, is it just not? Is it not the night for the Scarlet Hawks at this point? It doesn't seem like a lot of things going their way.
As now the Blue Jays come up with this, we have just about 34 seconds to go in this first half as the clock winds down of the first 30. As now Majerowski, the captain, picks it up now to the far side of the midfield. She brings it in now to the Elmhurst zone for one final possession. And that pass deflected on a stick there. Nicely done there on the defense as getting that one in and breaking that one up for just a moment there was Annette Stidham. The Scarlet Hawks keep possession. Meredith looks to go inside with it, but can't. And to the near side with it as the final seconds wind down. It'll be picked up by Knabel, 2 seconds and one, and the first half comes to a close. So a late rush there by the Scarlet Hawks, but on the scoreboard, it's the same way to where we started. It was 0-0.
That's right, tied.
And we go to the second half with a tie score of 2-2 between the Blue Jays and the Scarlet Hawks. We'll be back for the second half and a whole lot more coming up right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network.